going to be looking at a chart here, which is going to give you the positions of the candidates, the main candidates that are running, the ones that we're considering here. In this chart, the Catholic position is in bold, the non-Catholic position is in italics, and the partial Catholic and partial non-Catholic position is in non-bold and non-italic. The priorities are in this order: electability, religious liberty for Catholics, and evilness. An unelectable candidate is one who has no chance of winning, and hence it is as if he is no candidate at all. Therefore, even if he is the best candidate, Catholics cannot vote for him. If they do, they will be going against the best electable candidate and thus favor a worse electable candidate. And footnote 2 talks about the religious liberty priority, religious liberty for Catholics. When choosing between the electable candidates, Catholics must vote for the one who promises Catholics the most religious liberty, even if that candidate is more evil than an electable candidate who does not promise them as much religious liberty. The third priority, which is mentioned in footnote 3 here, which is evilness. If all the electable candidates promise Catholics equal religious liberty, then Catholics must vote for the one who is less evil. Now, as you're looking at this chart, we have the three candidates: Darrell Castle from the Constitution Party, Donald Trump from the Republican Party. Now, we have a footnote there. Donald Trump does not hold many Republican positions, and thus many party line Republicans do not support him. Then we have Hillary Clinton running for the Democrat Party. Now, the first point we have here, which is the asterisk, is on electability. And we see that Darrell Castle from the Constitution Party is unelectable. He has no chance of winning. So therefore, he's already ruled out as a possible candidate to vote for. Catholics cannot vote for him just simply based upon this. And as you will find out, he is the best candidate of all of the other two. But however, you cannot vote for him because he's unelectable. Donald Trump from the Republican Party, yes, he's electable. And Hillary Clinton from the Democratic Party is electable. They're both electable. Now we go to the first position, which is the second priority, religious liberty for Catholics. Footnote 5, religious liberty for Catholics means allowing them to profess and live by the Catholic faith. This is the second and overriding position. Hence, whichever electable candidate allows Catholics the most religious liberty is the one to choose regardless of his other positions. That is, even if he has more anti-Catholic positions than the other candidates who would allow Catholics less religious liberty. Of course, the Catholic position is for that. Full religious liberty for the Catholic Church and Catholics. Darrell Castle is for religious liberty for Catholics. Donald Trump is for religious liberty for Catholics. Hillary Clinton is only for religious liberty for Catholics in a limited way. She will also hinder religious liberty in other areas. Therefore, right away, that rules out Hillary Clinton as an electable candidate. Donald Trump, therefore, is the candidate Catholics must vote for based upon what I just said here and now. Doesn't matter how evil he is compared to her, Donald Trump already is the candidate that Catholics must vote for because he's going to protect the religious liberties, where Hillary Clinton will limit their religious liberties and even limit them more if she comes to power. The second point we have here is worships a false god or practices a false religion. Of course, the Catholic position is no. Darrell Castle, yes. Donald Trump, yes. Hillary Clinton, yes. Protestants do not really worship the true Jesus Christ because they're worshiping a false Jesus because they don't believe in the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith, and they're practicing false religion. So all of them are evil on that point. Third point, homeschooling. Catholic position is for homeschooling. Darrell Castle is for homeschooling. Donald Trump is for homeschooling. Hillary Clinton is against homeschooling. Four, homosexual marriages. The Catholic position is against it. Darrell Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. Hillary Clinton is for it. Point 5, homosexual civil unions. The Catholic position is against it. Darrell Castle is against it. Donald Trump is for it, and Hillary Clinton is for it. The sixth point, homosexual rights. The Catholic position is against it. Darrell Castle is against it. Donald Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is for it. Seventh point, transgenderism. The Catholic position is against it. Darrell Castle is against it. Donald Trump is for it. With footnote 6 here, Some Republicans are against transgenderism, and Hillary Clinton is for it. The eighth point is feminism. The Catholic position is against it. Daryl Castle is for it, but limited, a limited feminism. I read from footnote 7. A limited feminist, or half-feminist, believes that women, as a general rule, can work outside the home and hold positions of authority equal to or above men. But they believe that the primary job of mothers is to take care of their children in home and obey their husbands. They love their husbands and men, and they are not lesbians. A full feminist believes that women are equal to or above men in all things, and thus even in the home. They despise taking care of their home and children. They hate, despise, or look down upon men. The only men they like are effeminate. Most of them are lesbians or support lesbians. Donald Trump is also for a limited feminism. Hillary Clinton is for a full feminism. Point 9 is on abortion. The Catholic position is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Trump is for abortion, but limited. We have a footnote 8 here for that. Some Republicans are against all abortions. Hillary Clinton is for abortion, unlimited. Point 10 on contraception. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is for it. Donald Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is for it. The 11th point is political correctness. I have a footnote 9 here on that. Political correctness is part of the heresy of non-judgmentalism. In order to not offend people, it lies about or covers up the sins and physical defects of humans by giving these sins or physical defects names that make them seem non-sinful or non-defective. However, it does judge and condemn people who are not politically correct. That is, people who tell the truth by calling a sin or defect what it is. On political correctness, the Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Trump is against it, with a footnote 10 here. Most Republicans are for political correctness. That's why they don't like Trump, a lot of them. Hillary Clinton is for political correctness. Point 12 is civil rebellion and chaos. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. Hillary Clinton is for it. 13, just punishment of criminals. The Catholic Church is for it. Daryl Castle is for it. Donald Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is against it. Point 14, the death penalty. The Catholic Church is for it. Daryl Castle is for it. Donald Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is for it, but limited. 15, corporal punishment. The Catholic Church is for it. Daryl Castle is for it. Donald Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is against it. 16, torture. The Catholic Church is for it. We don't know the position of Daryl Castle on this. Donald Trump is for torture. Footnote 11. Some Republicans are against torture. Hillary Clinton is against torture. 17. Black radicals and criminals. The Catholic position is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. Hillary Clinton is for it. The 18th point is illegal immigration. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. Hillary Clinton is for it. The 19th position, the extremely liberal major media. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. Hillary Clinton is for it. 20, heliocentrism, which teaches that the sun is at the center of the universe and not the earth. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle, we don't know his position on that. Donald Trump is for heliocentrism, footnote 12. A few Republicans are against heliocentrism. Hillary Clinton is for heliocentrism. And we say most, if not all, Democrats are for heliocentrism. Point 21, evolution. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle, we don't know his position on that. Donald Trump is for evolution. Many Republicans are against evolution. Hillary Clinton is also for evolution. Footnote 15 says, most, if not all, Democrats are for evolution. Point 22 is Supreme Court choice. The Catholic's choice would be a conservative. Footnote 16. In this case, conservative means a candidate that holds all the Catholic positions. Part conservative means one who holds some Catholic positions. Liberal means one who holds none or very few Catholic positions. On the Supreme Court choice, Daryl Castle, part conservative, Donald Trump, part conservative, Hillary Clinton, liberal. The 23rd point is on Zionism. The Catholic position is against it. Footnote 17. Zionism is the belief that apostate Jews, that is, non-Catholic Jews, have the right to repossess Israel after the Romans destroyed the temple in AD 70 and banished the apostate Jews from Israel. Full Zionism states that only apostate Jews have the right to possess all of Israel. This is known as the one-state solution. Limited Zionism states that apostate Jews and the Palestinians both have the right to possess Israel and hence must share it. This is known as the two-state solution. The Catholic position is that apostate Jews have no right to possess any of Israel. Now, going back up to the point on Zionism, the Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is for it, but limited. Donald Trump is for it. He's a full Zionist. And Hillary Clinton is for it, but limited. She's a half Zionist. On the 24th point, it's Americanism and democracy. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is for it. Donald Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is for it. The 25th point, religious liberty for false religions is a God-given right. The Catholic Church is against this. Daryl Castle is for it. Donald Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is for it. The 26th point on slavery. The Catholic position is for slavery. Daryl Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. And Hillary Clinton is against it. Point 27, stealing jobs from citizens. Footnote 18, such as by unjust trade agreements and illegal persons taking the jobs of citizens. Okay, stealing jobs for citizens. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. Footnote 19, most Republicans are for stealing jobs from the USA citizens. Hillary Clinton is for stealing jobs from citizens, unjust trade agreements and so forth. Point 28, capitalism. Footnote 20. Capitalism promotes and rewards greedy men by allowing them to steal from and oppress others and to ruin the environment. It does so by opposing regulations or by insufficiently regulating banks, businesses, wages, prices, selling and buying, and health care. Because most men are evil, insufficient regulation or lack of regulation allows them by law to steal from and oppress others and ruin the environment without any consequences. Unless banks, businesses, wages, prices, selling and buying, and healthcare are sufficiently governed and regulated by good laws and the enforcement of those laws, most men, because they are greedy and sinful, will steal from and oppress others and some will ruin the environment. So on the capitalism point, the Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is for it. Donald Trump is for it. And Hillary Clinton is for it. Point 29. The unjust USA wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Donald Trump is against it. Footnote 21. Most Republicans are for these unjust wars. And Hillary Clinton is for these unjust wars. She now says she isn't, but she really is. She supported him when she was in power and when these wars were going on, and now she pretends that she's changing her mind, but don't believe her for one second. And if she gets in, she will continue down that same path. 30, women in the military in combat positions and ruling men. Footnote 22, as a general rule, women must not fight in wars except in emergency situations and must not have authority over men in the military. However, women can have certain jobs in the military, such as secretaries, nurses, etc. Now, going back with that point on women in the military, in combat positions and ruling men, the Catholic position is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is for it. 31, pornography and obscenity. The Catholic Church is against it. Daryl Castle is against it. Trump is for it. Hillary Clinton is for it. 32, the preservation of the environment. The Catholic Church is for it. We don't know Daryl Castle's stance. Trump is for it, but limited. Hillary Clinton is for it. Now, we tally up the numbers that we have here. First, we already went over the electability factor, that Daryl Castle is not electable. Donald Trump is electable. Hillary Clinton is electable. The religious liberty factor. The Catholic position is yes, religious liberty for Catholics. Daryl Castle, yes, he's for that. Donald Trump, yes, he's for that. Hillary Clinton is only for that limited. And if she gets into power, she'll even limit it more. Now we look at the evilness factor, which consisted of these 32 points. Of course, the Catholic position, Catholic Church, which is not evil at all, is 0032. The italics is the evil position. The middle number, which is non-italic, non-bold, is the partial Catholic, partial non-Catholic position. And the bold number here is the Catholic position. So the Catholic Church's position is 0032. Darrell Castle is 6319. Donald Trump is 14414. And Hillary Clinton is 28-3-1. She only has one Catholic position. Hence, Catholics must not vote for Darrell Castle, even though he is the best candidate, because he is unelectable and thus has no chance of winning. And Catholics must not vote for Hillary Clinton because she will limit religious liberty for Catholics and Trump will not. And that is beside the fact that she is the greatest evil of all candidates. An addendum, if Trump changes his mind when he gets elected and then limits it, then we'd have to just go against him on that also. But so far, I believe he'll uphold it too, because that's a Republican position. Therefore, Catholics must vote for Donald Trump. Any so-called Catholic who votes for Hillary Clinton is guilty of mortal sin for voting for a worse electable candidate. Even though Catholics must not vote for Darrell Castle because he is unelectable, they must nevertheless support him in the Constitution Party because it is the least evil of all the parties. They should support it financially in order for the party to grow, and they should work for laws to be changed or passed that would allow its candidates to have a real chance to be elected. For an in-depth explanation, see RJMI book and lecture on voting for the lesser evil and RJMI topic index voting. You can access it on my John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.